So I wonder how many who embrace the cancel culture are celebrating the demise of Tim Paine over the weekend. I wonder if those who think that cancel culture is some sort of answer also think the inevitable outworking of a few people who didn't actually do a lot wrong getting dispensed with is a small price to pay for some of the bigger fish that also end up getting their comeuppance. Tim Paine stepped down from all cricket for the foreseeable future, and his management say they're deeply concerned for his well-being. The tragedy of this is none of it needed to play out this way or anywhere close. It has parallels actually to last week's Jackie Dean mess. None of us could work out how you could be so exercised by an event 5 years ago that was apologised for, the apology accepted, and yet you hadn't moved on. Turns out it appears she had moved on, just told Judith Collins the story as a result of some work she was doing, and was then surprised it seemed to get weaponised to suit Judith's agenda to take down Simon Bridges. In the Paine case, what he did was sort of like Bridges. Not smart, regrettable, yes, but hardly the end of the world. In fact, in the Paine case, it was consensual, lasted only 18 hours, and then, here's the key, got dealt with by Cricket at Tasmania, by Cricket Australia, and at home with his wife. A couple of years later, it's back. And what's the result? Not only is it relitigated by Cricket Australia, their excuse being it's a new group of people and they take a different view from the old group of people, but Paine then resigns as captain and we wait to see whether he makes the team at all. Turns out he doesn't. And he doesn't because clearly in the ensuing period, it's turned his world upside down and now he's in real mental trouble. The key thing here with actions and consequences is context. The so-called crime has to fit the so-called punishment. The crime, such as it was committed when he wasn't captain. It was dealt with and sorted. His home life was dealt with and sorted. Chapter closed. But it wasn't, was it? And look where it's led. Is a wrecking a career, a life and causing chaos really what cancel culture is all about? Is any crime a crime not small enough for context? Or is all crime the same? If you're a tall poppy and you waver, bye-bye, cancelled. What's the bigger crime? Being human and faltering and getting cancelled? Or being a narcissist who loves bringing people down?